This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. When the state of Wisconsin announced a deal with the tech manufacturing company Foxconn, many Wisconsinites were first struck by the price tag. The initial announcement of $3 billion in subsidies was the largest subsidy in the state's history.
By some estimates, that number has since risen to $4 billion, but as the plans for the factory move forward, more residents have become concerned about some of the other aspects of the deal. Some are concerned about the plant's intense water needs. Others have raised issues with the types of jobs they'll be providing.
And for some locals, the issues brought by the Foxconn plant are uniquely personal. Some rural residents in the village of Mount Pleasant have been served notices stating their homes are being designated as blighted. The reason? The village needs to obtain the homes in order to make the land available for the factory.
Writer Lawrence Tabak covered the story for Belt Magazine, and he joined Lake Effect's Joy Powers by phone. He starts by giving an overview of the situation.
Let's go ahead and start back with the original deal, which was made at the state level by Scott Walker and his team at the WEDC, the economic development folks. And they basically did a deal before they had the actual site. At least they started the engagement before the site selection had been finalized. But they were looking right from the beginning at sites in southeastern Wisconsin. And part of that is availability of Great Lakes water, which is a key part of the industrial process. And what's, I think, people don't grasp is the size of the plot that they were looking at. It has been resolved at 2,900 acres, which is about 4.5 square miles. It's actually a plot larger than the entire city of Racine, which has a population of about 77,000. So it's quite a large plot. And naturally, there are houses, residences within that large area. It's a rural area, mostly agricultural, but quite a few homes scattered throughout.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that the plot was that large. A fair amount of it is going through Mount Pleasant. How large is the city of Mount Pleasant?
Mount Pleasant is a village with a population of about 26,000, so it's a pretty small town. So they're taking on a huge project, unlike anything that they would have imagined in the past. And the responsibility for the project overlaps with the county as well, which is Racine County. And they've committed to a TIF, a TIF development, in the neighborhood of $760 million.
Wow. Tell me about the eminent domain claims, I guess. When did that begin?
Well, the first notification went out in October to households within the footprint of the new facility. And those people, a lot of them were shocked to receive the letter, either because they felt that their homes were on the peripheral side of things and wouldn't really disturb the development, or they just hadn't really taken a look at the maps involved. So people received a notice in October saying that they would be subject to an eminent domain action, and that is now finally moving into its operational steps.
What are those operational steps?
Well, eminent domain is a fairly complex legal process, and it's gotten more complicated over the last few years. In 2005, there was a landmark Supreme Court decision called Kelo versus New London, in which the court, 5-4, agreed that land could be taken and homes could be destroyed to develop commercial property. And a lot of people, including myself, were a little surprised that that was the case. But that's certainly the case here in Racine County, where the notification was to remove people from their homes and eventually deed that land to Foxconn, a Taiwanese company.
But what are the stipulations on that? Because I imagine they can't just, well, and I guess I don't really know. I imagine they can't, though, go up to a homeowner and say, we're taking this house, you don't live here anymore, you're out on the street.
Well, that's correct. And in fact, after that 2005 Supreme Court, 42 states reacted quite swiftly with some concern because across the political spectrum, there's a certain distaste and fear even of government coming in and taking people's homes. So Wisconsin was one of those states that passed legislation to make it more difficult to do so. And one of the stipulations, and the only one that would apply to the Racine County situation, is a stipulation called blight, in which the area is condemned. That's the first step in taking control of it, the municipality taking over the area. The problem being is that the definition of blight in the statute doesn't really match the area at all. One of the stipulations that would trigger it would be, for instance, a crime rate 3 times higher than the surrounding community, and that just makes no sense at all for a rural area like the ones that Foxconn is planning to take over.
And yet they have said that these homes are in blighted areas. How have they justified that designation?
Well, I don't know if it's so much of justification. It's their only option if they're going to use eminent domain in a situation like this. The only stipulation that works is blight. So it becomes more of a legal definition than an actual description of the property, which is one of the reasons that the homeowners are so hurt by this, is that a lot of them have spent decades, maybe their whole lives, living and improving their property, doing landscaping, and then to have someone step up and say, actually, we're going to condemn this area as blighted, it really gets personal.
When they condemn an area as being blighted, what happens with the homeowners? Is the village offering any kind of financial compensation, or are they just saying, get out?
No, the law is quite specific in that they need to compensate people fairly. In fact, that's in the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. So the specifics in the Wisconsin law specify that the property be bought at a fair market value based on that value prior to the announcement of the project. And this is where we get into problems for some of the homeowners, is that they're finding that that price is no longer available for replacement costs because they've displaced so many people and there's so much commercial activity with the Foxconn development that prices have spiked. So they're asking for replacement value rather than fair market value.
Which isn't necessarily guaranteed by the law.
No, and it appears that the municipality is unwilling to match those. In fact, they have rejected some counteroffers based on that premise. So they're looking, it appears, to do this at a lower level than the homeowner might request or require to replace their property. And hence the problems, which could and may likely lead to some court cases.
Yeah, so there was a hearing in front of the Community Development Authority. What was that hearing like? What was it about? And what are the next steps moving forward?
Well, there have been a number of hearings, and basically what's going on is that the municipality is going through the required steps to make the eminent domain active. And there's a certain legal sequence of things that they have to do. They have yet to actually declare the whole site blighted, but they're in that process. The hearing itself was quite a spectacle because it was a sad litany of homeowners stepping before the committee and demonstrating without much equivocation that their properties certainly didn't look blighted. A lot of them brought pictures and poster boards of their property. People talked about the years they've spent improving their property. It was quite an emotional and a sad event.
Well, it seems like they're mounting a legal challenge here. How many of the homeowners are involved with that legal action?
Well, there's 22 homeowners at last count who haven't resolved an offer and a sale price. A number of those, I believe it's 7, actually have taken the step of filing for a court case. So it's a fairly small number of people, but it's a problematic one for the municipality who has promised Foxconn this entire plot, which will eventually be 4.5 square miles, by August 1st. And so there's a sort of a tension that's rising as we get closer to that date.
Does it seem like these residents have a case? And who exactly would this case be against? Would it be against Mount Pleasant, or would it be the state of Wisconsin?
It would be Mount Pleasant. These kinds of actions are taken by the local municipality. And the case appears to be strong. They brought in as a speaker at this hearing a lawyer from a Minneapolis law firm called Institute for Justice, who are eminent domain specialists, and in fact, argued the Kelo case in front of the Supreme Court. And their opinion is that this is a clear case of eminent domain abuse. And they told the lawyer present, a gentleman named Sanders, told the committee that if they fight this, they will lose. He was quite blunt about it.
Lawrence Tabak is a freelance writer based in Madison, and he spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. Tabak's piece on the Foxconn deal and local attempts to acquire property through eminent domain was featured in Belt Magazine. You can find a link to the article at WUWM.com.
You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.